Moncrief on News Talk.
Yesterday, we interviewed the freediver Tamara Davison, who revealed that, surprisingly, for a sport where you're required to hold your breath, many of them smoke. But that isn't the only sport where it happens. The British golfer Charlie Hull lights up so much, it's almost turned into a trademark. Daniel Hussey is a freelance journalist. Afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon, how's things?
So has she been doing this for long?
Yeah, so basically she would have been vaping a lot and was conscious that she was constantly vaping. So in a weird way where most people go the opposite, she ended up segueing onto the cigarettes because it meant she had to do it outdoors. And she would be doing it during rounds, but this sort of blew up at the US Open, Women's Open earlier this year, where she was seen or videoed signing loads of autographs for kids or having the cigarette in her mouth there while she was doing it. So obviously that went viral. A lot of people were saying how cool it was and refreshing, and a couple of people saying, oh, because close to kids, it wasn't great. So that all happened, and this week with the Salt Line Cup, she had to seek permission from her captain to make sure it was okay for her to smoke. But yesterday, basically, she was on one of the tees and asked anyone in the crowd had they got a lighter, and she lit that up, and that went viral too. So it's definitely becoming part of her brand, and she's playing on it a bit.
Yes.
In the world, you know?
It sounds like she's leaning into it a bit.
Yeah, and you would a bit. And as I said, she's such a talented golfer. She hasn't won a major yet, but she's a lot of like second place there. So she is one of the biggest names in the sport. But I think this, they call it lighting up a dart in America, and it's just sort of blown up, particularly over in the States by seeing somebody there, like they're calling her the female version of John Daly. So she's actually the complete opposite in the sense that she lives a very healthy lifestyle, doesn't really drink, but on course to relieve a bit of stress, she smokes a few cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. It's just for the stress, or it's or it's only when I'm drinking.
Exactly, yeah. No one's actually a smoker.
No, absolutely no one's a smoker. But having to get permission, was that because, you know, in the US particularly, you know, people would be super, almost horrified to see somebody smoking, I would have thought.
Yeah, because in general, it's obviously legal to an open-air golf course, but there are local rules, particularly for tournaments, so majority of tournaments are okay with it, but she would possibly have to seek permission, I guess, given it was the Salt Line Cup over in the States size. But her captain had no issue. She's currently playing at the moment, actually picked ahead of our own Leona Maguire at the moment. She's playing quite well, Charlie. So, yeah, she had to seek permission. It's sort of like a subplot. And a lot of people, particularly involved in women's golf, are upset that it was taken away from the US Women's Open that I mentioned a few months ago. But I guess it also gets out to a new audience as well. So, but yeah, the seeking permission, I think there's a lot of like local rules, and they always have to check to make sure that smoking is okay, because there are a lot of people around the area, albeit it is open air.
Well, given that not everybody would smile upon this kind of behaviour, could it affect her career potentially?
I guess, I was looking at a few like opinion polls, etc. Not the easiest to gauge, but I think the vast majority, you know, it's her own personal choice. Her Salt Line Cupton Pedersen even said that herself, that it's completely charity. She's old enough to make her own choice, which was basically her giving permission for her to do it this week. But I think most people, I think in general, would be happy enough that it's anybody's personal choice, really. Obviously, we're talking about this in the wake of the UK bringing those new laws, which are eventually going to phase out cigarettes, or at least hopefully to phase out cigarettes in terms of their point of view. But also the bit of controversy in terms of the nightclubs rules, potentially to getting rid of that in nightclubs as well. So I think at the moment, I don't think it'll do any damage to her career. In fact, I think it'd be the complete opposite. As we touched on, she actually picked up, I think, 70,000 followers just purely on that US Open week alone. So I think that would suggest that it would be quite the opposite.
Yeah, because you'd think for a sports person, no matter what the sport, that the reaction would be, oh my God, you're supposed to be an example to young people. This is terrible, etc., etc.
Yeah, exactly. And you've even seen it in football, like particularly Premier League football and professional football, that it's just not the done thing anymore. I mean, it was 10, 20, 30 years ago, but now with sports science, something like that, even on holiday, you don't see as much anymore. But again, I touched on the 10 years ago. You'd only have to go back 10 years and you'd have the likes of Frank Lampard, Wayne Rooney, all would have, like, maybe not during the season, but in the off season, have been seen or have admitted to cigarettes as well. So, but I think golf is a different sort of sport, particularly the fact that Charlie Hull, for those who follow women's golf, will know how well she looks after herself. She's been on the scene since she was 16, 17, professional scene, that is. So she obviously looks after herself so much, and she has mentioned she rarely drinks around the non-course. This is her sort of stress relief, and as I touched on it, it was her gateway to get off the vapes, and I think ultimately maybe to give them up one day. But yeah, I think personal choice-wise, and particularly with this situation, it's not doing anyone too much harm because it's an open air, but also she's become such a cult hero off the back of it. It's sort of a weird slash cool slash, yeah, bit of a weird one to cover.
Yeah, it is a weird one. And probably not great for the vaping industry that someone's going on the cigarettes to give up vaping and not the other way around. But as you say, you don't really see it that much anymore. But would that though imply that there probably are, say, footballers, maybe even athletes of various stripes, who do smoke, but they have to be really, really careful about not getting photographed smoking?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a possibility for sure. And in fact, it's probably happening, particularly in the off season. And now, I would say, like, a lot of, like, I love going back to the professional football players across the UK in the Premier League, because they're like sports science. Everything is almost monitored in terms of what they're putting in their bodies. But maybe those 3 or 4 weeks they have off during the summer, they will indulge with it. But we see like celebratory sort of situations with cigars, for example, like even managers or players. I mean, the famous Michael Jordan would always be pictured with a cigar after winning an NBA. So I don't think that's gone out of play completely. But in terms of the cigarette side of things, I do think there's been obviously a lot about education and sports science that I touched on, that you probably won't see as much anymore as you used to, you know. But I don't think, obviously one or two cigarettes in a summer is going to make a massive difference, but it's just that consistency of it. And I think because it's been phased out and not many sports people have been pictured with a cigarette, to see someone as big a star in women's golf as Charlie Hull doing it, and as I touched on, lighting up a dart, it's just sort of blown up in the States side. And that's probably why it's gone viral. But yeah, it is a massive story. She's actually such a big name. Not just because of it, because she was always a big name, but it's increased her profile.
Because I'd imagine if you were a professional footballer, that I imagine it could threaten your place on a team if you were smoking.
There's one quick story. So the former Arsenal goalkeeper Wojciech Szczesny was Arsene Wenger did a complete ban on cigarettes in the dressing room or cigarettes with the team in general, and he tried to light up a cigarette in the showers and they'll fine $20,000 somewhere. So that's a costly, probably the most expensive cigarette out there, $20,000. But it just shows you that, like, maybe to touch on what you were saying earlier, that players are probably a little bit more clever and smart with how they do it for one. Obviously, that wouldn't be a clever.
Well, not that smart, yeah. Was the shower on at the time when he tried to light the cigarette?
There's multiple reasons why that's not a clever idea, to be fair. That alone in the dressing room after a game with the shower on, you know.
Daniel, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Daniel Hussey there, a freelance sports journalist. One texter says, considering the shenanigans of Tiger Woods when he was in the spotlight, smoking a cigarette is not really a big deal, in fairness. Neil says, are sports stars allowed to smoke on camera? Well, as you heard there, they're not really allowed to smoke at all. But just in this particular instance, she just seems to have to, Charlie Hull seems to have turned it into a brand almost. I think that synchronized swimming would be more watchable if they were doing synchronized smoking at the same time. That would be a challenge. Even lighting up the cigarette would be a challenge, keeping it dry. Then, yeah, I could see that would be pretty skillful, pretty impressive if you could do that. And someone else says, this is probably not an uncommon memory. I remember smoking a fag during halftime of the Offaly Senior Football County Championships. The 80s.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.